Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I mean, if you thought this election was intense so far, it's just ratcheted up.
With the election so close,
we're going to get this election right.
So healthcare is a prime issue for voters in the upcoming election.
Today is National Voter Registration Day. The general election is just 42 days away, hard to believe. But with fears of a second wave of coronavirus and now concerns about the upcoming flu season, voting could look very different this year. Today, infectious disease expert Dr. Mary Beth Sexton will walk us through planning for your visit to the polls and also making a backup plan. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent, and this is Coronavirus, Fact versus Fiction. As you probably know, Election Day this year is Tuesday, November 3rd, just 6 short weeks away. Early voting has already started in some states, and it's probably time to start thinking about how you're going to vote.
It's very hard to know what it's going to look like in early November. And so people are just going to have to watch and see what it looks like in their community.
That's Dr. Mary Beth Sexton, an assistant professor of medicine and infectious diseases at Emory University. She says 6 weeks is plenty of time to start bringing infection rates down.
If everybody were really careful for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, you could start to get to a point where you'd see a significant drop in your case volume. Voting is really important. Just like having our kids back in school is really important. There are these things that should be national priorities, and this is one of them.
As we go into month 7 of this pandemic, continuing to limit indoor activities outside your home and more physical distancing may not be what people want to hear. I get it. But it is the best way we can make polling places as safe as possible.
And so what everybody can do in the next 6 weeks is wear a mask at all times. Try to avoid going out in public when it's not absolutely necessary. Don't gather in big groups. If you want to eat at a restaurant, get takeout or delivery or eat outside. Don't gather inside the restaurant. Don't go to bars. Don't go to clubs. Avoid parties.
Like me, Dr. Sexton lives in Georgia, where coronavirus cases are still on the rise. The rate of people testing positive is slightly above 10%. That's according to the state's Department of Public Health. This past Saturday alone, there were over 2,000 new cases reported. Dr. Sexton says if Election Day were this week, and assuming she had requested her absentee ballot, she would probably vote by mail. Mail-in voting is a great option for those with underlying conditions or for those who are at higher risk of complications from coronavirus.
Mail-in and early voting are in record demand because of COVID safety concerns.
They can send out about 10,000 ballots a day, but they already had 110,000 requests as of today, the most ever. That's three times as many requests as in the entire 2016 election.
But mail-in voting is more accessible in some places than others. So now is a good time to plan for visiting the polls in person. Here's what Dr. Sexton says a safe polling place should look like.
First and most important thing is to limit the number of people who are there at any given time. So this may mean expansion of early voting hours, expansion of hours during the day, people trying to go at different times than they might normally and not just focusing on before and after work. Because the fewer people you have in line, the less of a problem any of the rest of this is. And some places have people double in and out where you come in and out the same door. The more you can avoid that, it just spaces out traffic. So the more that you enter, you move through, and then you exit so that you've got one-way directional traffic is certainly safer. And then polling places do need to consider how far apart they space the stations and how many they have, because that'll determine how many people you have in the room and how close they are to each other. If you are going to get closer than 6 feet, the first thing to do is to avoid that, obviously. But if there's no way around that, then that idea of plexiglass barriers between the stations is not a bad idea. We don't know yet how well that works, but it certainly does something to prevent respiratory droplets from traveling between the stations.
Now, there's also some things voters can bring to the polls that can help them stay safe. For example, hand sanitizer.
Every time you touch a common surface, you should sanitize your hands. And ideally, the polling place should have someone wiping down high-touch surfaces in between people whenever possible.
Dr. Sexton also recommends thinking about some form of eye protection.
Some sort of face shield, glasses, goggles. Those are helpful in a situation where you can't control whether somebody else might take their mask off. It gives you added protection because it covers the mucous membranes of your eyes.
And your own writing utensil to sign your ballot and other necessary forms.
So that you have minimal contact with things that other people are going to have their hands on.
And last but not least, a face mask. You know that by now. The latest research on face masks show that homemade cloth masks with at least two layers provide fairly effective protection. In fact, just last week, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Robert Redfield reinforced the importance of face masks in his congressional testimony.
These face masks are the most important, powerful public health tool we have. And I will continue to appeal for all Americans, all individuals in our country, to embrace these face coverings. I've said it, if we did it for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, we'd bring this pandemic under control. These actually, we have clear scientific evidence, they work, and they are our best defense.
Pew Research analysis of government data found that in the 2018 election, a little over half of poll workers were age 61 and older. As this population tends to have higher risk of severe complications from COVID-19, Dr. Sexton suggests older people check with their doctors before signing up.
This is a time for young people who are at lower risk for complications to really think about stepping up to volunteer.
Voters should also think about where their polling place is. If it's somewhere there might be a lot of high-risk voters, like a senior center or a church, take extra precautions or consider voting by mail. Election officials should also be considering what changes may need to be made to some of the polling sites.
I think what they may want to look at is, can they operate either more of them or the existing ones for extended hours? Because anything that spaces out the number of people who are going to come through there will help. Then that would be ideal. So, for example, if you were voting in a school, voting in the gym is better than voting in a classroom. You just want something where there's more space and more air circulating.
Look, the conditions of a polling place are usually out of voters' control. So the smartest thing to do if you want to be sure your vote is counted is to vote as early as your state allows. Monitor conditions in your area and request your absentee ballot in case there's a spike in infections. In some states, you can even drop it off in person if you're worried about it getting lost in the mail. I know it's a lot more to consider this year. That's the nature of a pandemic. But if you are going to the polls this year, wear your mask, take your other health essentials. And this voter registration day, be sure to register to vote if you haven't already. The pandemic shouldn't keep you from exercising your fundamental right. If you have questions, please record them as a voice memo and email them to asksanjay@cnn.com. We might even include them in the next podcast. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.